ඔහු තම ජීවිතය පමණක් නොව ලෝකයක් ජයගැනීමට නම් නිසි ඉලක්කයක් මත ධිරමත්ව කටයුතු කළ යුතු බවක්. මේ ඒ අයුරින් දැඩි කැපවීම හේතුවෙන්ම ලෝකයක් ජයගත් විශිෂ්ට ලාංකිකයෙකු පිළිබඳ
here on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. We just heard from Colombo, Sri Lankan-based artist Bo Sedkid. Just going to spell that out if you want to look for him in his other stuff. Bo, B-O. And the second word, Sed, S-E-D-K-I-D. One word, Sedkid. And the song was Patathaya from his record Goring. Just came out in September on Chinabot Records out of London, England. Mostly doing electronic music. And that definitely blurs the boundary between hip-hop and trap music. And definitely, and then it ended with this weird kind of metal passage. So yeah, all over the place. Wild ride through experimental hip-hop, dream pop, etc., etc. And the album title references animalistic violence, the act of stabbing with a horn or tusk, and also inspired by the 1971 Sri Lankan cinema classic Wayali Kattara, which features a criminal anti-hero named Goring, evoking the analog textures and gritty sweeping emotions of 70s cinema. So I believe that's in Sinhalese language. Yeah, cool. The album Goring by Bo Sedkid we heard right there. And before that, we heard from Abstract Rude, LA-based underground MC. And strangely, I was just thinking about him and his super, super group from like 20 years ago, late 90s, called Haiku d'Etat, because I heard a new song by Micah 9, who's also in that band. But anyhow, Abstract Rude, just randomly has a new album on our playlist. I just found it's an EP called LA Basin. We heard the title track, so a love letter for his hometown. Yeah, what a city, eh? LA. So Abstract Rude, and before that, Shane Cooper and Mabuta out of the big city in South Africa, Johannesburg, and also a title track called Finish the Sun. That album came out in 2022 as well. So everything so far from the old year, which is only like 10 days old now, but hey, last year. There you go. So we're going to continue with something from India. She's, I think, she's based in the U.S. now, but her name is Arushi Jain, and she's a singer, pianist, and modular synthesist. So she has taken two totally different worlds and put them together. Modular synths, and especially the Buchla synthesizer, which has been recently sort of re-popularized by Caitlin Aurelia Smith, who is an American synth player. Yeah, and then Arushi Jain, being from India, she has taken Hindustani classical singing and infused that into these synth soundscapes that she makes. So it's really, really cool mix, and it works so well. So I don't know if anyone's done this specifically in this way before, or anything even close to it. So we're going to hear one of the shorter songs from her first album. Some of them are like over 10 minutes, these long, sweeping, but always like interesting sonics going on, not boring at all. We're going to hear Richer Than Blood from Under the Lilac Sky, debut LP by Arushi Jain. Enjoy. This is Wandering Rhythms. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Raz and Afla, based in London. Producer Raz Olsher and Ghanaian master musician Alpha Saki. Their own unique take on Afro House, and gotta say I like it a lot. Yeah, it's got enough African flavor and enough house to keep you moving. The album The Cycle and the track Mo Fanya, which came out back in October. And before that, we heard from a Berlin-based Turkish musician named Anadol, and the song was Felicita Lale from the album Felicita, which also came out just back in the spring in 2022. And yeah, kind of funny synth stuff going on there, like the some rock. It's a whole buffet of Turkish fusion music going on that album. And we started off the set with Arushi Jane, a lovely new Indian synthesizer player and classical Hindustani vocalist, mixing those two worlds to an amazing effect on that first album of hers, Under the Lilac Sky. She's also a radio host and a academic, it seems, studying at Stanford, New York, I believe. Yes, so Arushi Jane. Very cool. The song was Richer Than Blood. And I'm just going to play one last little piece of music before the second hour, our trip to Tokyo, Japan, the greatest, at least largest city in the world. I'm not gonna rank them, but it's a big one. It's a big one, and that's a whole hour of Tokyo bands coming up. Some obscure stuff, some probably well-known stuff, and everything in between. But I'm gonna play something from, I think, a local artist. Pretty obscure, hard to find info, but this guy's playing with a band I know at the Wise Hall this Thursday, and he looks like he likes to have a good time. He's like doing shots while playing the guitar on stage, and it's like a kind of throwback country sound he's going for. The artist Janky Bungag, and this song, I think this is from a new album, came out a few months ago, called On the Rocks. This is The Rocks. But Janky Bungag, by the way, this Thursday, being, that would be the 12th of January, 2023, at the Wise Hall, along with this amazing band that I know quite well, called Super Crystal, which is Balkan surf exotica style. And yeah, so that should be a fun night. Here is Janky Bungag out of Vancouver, I think, with The Rocks.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You can go. A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Ha ha!